going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's a Browns Therapy Friday. You know it is. They did it to you last night, didn't they? You thought you knew what was going to happen, and you were wrong. Wrong. Come on now. Come on.
Maybe,
here we
maybe
go.
Maybe you weren't wrong. Maybe you were right.
I thought they were going to trade last night.
Wrong.
I was hoping so. You may be right, too. You could be my own Billy Joel today. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Michael Markoch is here. He's going to take care of you. Anthony Alant is also here. He's helping us out today. So it is the day after, man. This is like the Poseidon adventure, isn't it? We're getting off the boat, aren't we? It's upside down.
Where's Ernest Borgnine when I need him?
You have no idea. You know you were checking out Shelley Winters. You know you were. Come on now.
Did they draft Shelley Winters?
I don't know. Maybe they did. Let's see how bad this is. I need your reaction
but
today.
What do you mean how bad?
What? Let's see how good or how bad it is.
Maybe it wasn't bad.
I don't think it's... My phone just is on fire. Like, I'm surprised it still works today after what happened. What are they doing? Well, just make the pick. Come on. But other people are like, oh, my God, greatest thing ever. What a smart move.
We have thoughts. Many of them.
All right.
And they're coming up.
Let's do it right now. Tell me, first of all, let's talk about who's on the show today, because we've got a bunch of folks coming up on the show, Jeff.
We're loaded today. Eric Edholm, NFL.com, is going to join us. John Jansen, color analyst on the Michigan Wolverines radio network and a former Michigan Wolverine.
And then Daryl Ryder.
Coming up at 1 o'clock. And yeah. Daryl's going to join us in the noon hour for a couple of seconds.
So Daryl's going to join us. Also, there is a reaction. It's always Game Day in Cleveland podcast that's out there right now. We dropped it last night. As soon as it was over.
We dropped it.
All right, Jeff. Let's get right into
it.
Your thoughts. We don't even need to jumpstart today. Just last night goes down. What'd you think?
Okay.
Do you want to start with the initial trade, or do you want to start with the trade? Because they made a deal before we even started talking about it. Yeah.
That's just swapping some picks. However, I do like the fact that they moved up into the fifth round. And guess who they're going to take with that pick?
Oh, you already know?
Yeah, your guy, Will Howard. Just stay tuned.
I don't think he's going to make it to the fifth round.
The quarterbacks keep getting pushed down. Your guy, Will Howard, with that pick.
That's what you think? Will Howard with that
let's
pick?
Let's just go with that.
Okay, so now let's get into the meat of this thing.
So
okay.
Here's the thing. Bottom line, who would I rather have, Travis Hunter or Mason Graham? Travis Hunter, of course. That said, you know, as I spoke about this week, part of me has some doubts about Travis Hunter. Right? Part of me has some doubts.
Sure.
Because it would appear that a huge portion of his appeal and his value is the fact that he's going to play both ways, which nobody in the modern NFL has ever done.
Okay.
Nobody in the modern NFL has done this and pulled it off for any great length of time.
Okay.
And I find it hard to believe that a guy who is 6 foot, 188 pounds, is going to be healthy enough and blah, 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 to pull it off in the NFL. And that said, would I take a wide receiver at number two? Well, in this draft, maybe. Would I take a corner at number two? In this draft, maybe. After they didn't take him, I thought, and made the trade, I thought, okay, there are about, and we talked about this, there are about four guys that you would take out of this draft. And remember we said if you couldn't get Cam Ward, there are about four guys you could end up with. Mason Donald. I knew I was going to, why am I calling that guy Mason Donald? I've had that in my head the whole time. Maybe because I think he's the next Aaron Donald, which is not the case. I thought Mason Graham was on that list.
Okay.
And I thought Abdul Carter was on that list. I thought the tackle who went to New England was on that list. Mason Graham and Ashton Jeanty. And part of me wanted Ashton Jeanty when they made that trade and dropped to five. Mm-hmm. I thought that's who they're going to take. And then I started thinking, but you know, you got that extra second round pick and one of those Ohio State running backs is going to be sitting there. I think they're going to get a running back with one of these second round picks unless they trade out, which they could trade down in the second round and pick up something else. You never know.
Right.
I think they're going to end up with a running back, and I think they're going to end up not with a quarterback in the second round. So, though Travis Hunter would have been fun to watch here and to see if he could pull it off, I had some doubts. I still have some doubts, and we'll see what he's able to do. And Mason Graham's going to come in and help solidify a defense that slipped last year.
So my initial reaction was, uh-oh, trade. Okay, that was the first thing I thought. I didn't see what the details of the trade were at that point. And I'm like, well, let's see what the trade is. And as soon as I saw they got Jacksonville's number one, I thought, okay, I know what they're in for. And I hope they're doing this the way I think they're going to play it out.
Yeah.
So
I thought the same thing. We all thought the same thing there.
Okay, so when it goes down, you see that they get a number one and they got a number two. So they have 33 and 36. The beginning of the draft is all about the Browns tonight for round two.
Yeah.
There's little doubt about that.
Unless they trade one of those picks, and even if they do, it's still all about the Browns.
Oh, man, just go out and get the best two available offensive players you can, which ESPN would tell you is if you want to grab a wide receiver, it's Jaden Higgins. If you want to grab a running back.
Luther Burden's another name to keep in mind, the kid from Missouri.
Travion Henderson is the number one running back, and if it's not Henderson, then it's his teammate, Quinshon Judkins, is the number two running back sitting there. So both those guys are right there.
Caleb Johnson from Iowa. Who I like a lot.
I don't know. I like Henderson because
he can
catch the ball and run the ball. He's a big back that can do a lot of things. And the best part about him was he sacrificed. It's not that he sacrificed. He embraced the fact that they brought Quinshon Judkins in last year. Embraced it. Was a pro's pro about it.
You know why?
And knew that it would take less of a beating on his body going into the NFL.
He was smart.
This year. And so now where's he sitting? Right above the top of the second round. He could be the first pick day two. I mean, so let's hang tight here, man. Let's see what happens, especially if you're an Ohio State fan in that situation. I thought, there were like six players that we had been calling blue chippers, and Mason Graham was one of them.
Well,
his name was right there. Yeah. I had heard it left and right. Everyone had talked about him and said, if you're looking for a safe pick, he was probably going to be the safe pick of the six guys that you might have considered blue chip players.
You know, the one thing, though, Andy, Travis Hunter would have been so much fun just to watch and see if it works,
Yeah, but you rolling dice to see if? And the other question is how long, and you brought this up, how long is he going to be able to play two ways? It's not a career.
I wouldn't think it's a career, no. And here's the other aspect of it. If we look at it from the Browns' perspective, the thought is you gave up a guy who could be really impactful on the offensive side, and this team sure as you know what needs impactful offensive players. You have four picks tonight. I'll bet you three of them at least are on offense, and at least two of them will be skill position guys. Okay, I wouldn't be surprised if they go get an offensive lineman here.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think you're going to get a running back and you're going to get a wide receiver. Brian Hoyer was on the morning show with the guys, and I agree with the former Browns quarterback. If they take a quarterback tonight, what the hell are they doing? That would make no sense to me because you picked up a pick for next year, in theory, to go maybe trade up and get a top quarterback in next year's draft. I would be really surprised if they take a quarterback with 33 or 36. What I wouldn't be surprised with, clearly in rounds 4 or 5, Will Howard, Dillon Gabriel, somebody like that. Third round, Jalen Milroe, Tyler Shuck. I could see that because you can't have enough quarterbacks.
Right.
And Joe Flacco's 40. Joe's not the answer to anybody's long-term solution. You know, could Kenny Pickett be that? Maybe. Maybe Kenny could. So I would expect second-round picks, offensive tackle, wide receiver, or running back, two of the three. And then I would expect in the third round, maybe Milroe, maybe Shuck, but that might even surprise me.
I see this more coming back late third round. Guy that's developmental, guy that has zero pressure to be out on the field,
yep.
Guy that can create depth. You're probably looking at Will Howard, Quinn Ewers, Kyle McCord, Riley Leonard.
I think that's too high for those guys.
Riley Leonard. Okay, so maybe even fourth round?
I don't see.
Dylan Gabriel?
Yes, unless, Andy, unless they take Shuck, unless they take Milroe, who I think might be the guy they have their eye on if they're going to go quarterback. And let's not, you know, Shedeur Sanders is sitting there. Is that something that interests anybody at this point? I would think that if the Browns wanted Shedeur Sanders.
It makes me wonder, what were they doing yesterday if they take Shedeur Sanders? That's my question.
That's exactly
why. Why make the trade?
That's what I'm thinking,
if you want Shedeur Sanders.
That's, well.
Why make, because, you know, they
him,
had the.
You
they,
weren't going to take him at two.
Well, and they had the ammo to come back and get him.
Yeah, see, that's right? And that's
and
the
did
thing.
The Steelers not make you think that they were going to? I mean, how many times did we hear over and over and over, Steelers 21, Shedeur Sanders, Steelers, Shedeur Sanders 21? That didn't happen, right?
It'll be really interesting if they take a quarterback in the second round. I think all of us will be wondering, Warren, what are you thinking then? What are you thinking? Here's the other aspect of this. If you're Jacksonville, oh, my God, are you sold on Travis Hunter? Because let's be fair to the Browns here.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped down three spots, Andy. Three spots only. And picked up a high second-round pick this year. They dropped down a little bit in the fourth round. Okay. And then a first-rounder next year on a team that's not very good right now and has a first-year head coach. I mean, that could be 15 and above next year, that first round pick. And it's, man, they gave up a ton to move up three spots to pick a guy who you wouldn't normally pick if he were just a wide receiver or just a corner. And they're banking on him being the unicorn and doing something that's never been done in the NFL before. Now, if you're the Browns and you were just sitting there at two, I could see taking him without question. Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
They gave up. They only moved up three spots and gave up a second this year, high second, and an unknown first rounder for next year. I think the Browns made a good trade. They got great value for that pick. But should they have done it? That's the question.
Well, I also don't think we're going to have an answer. You can sit here and you can tell me, oh, my God, so stupid, typical Browns, can't believe they did that. Why'd they trade back? I'm not buying what you're saying. And you also can come in and go, oh, man, this is the best thing the Browns possibly could have done. Greatest move in team history, blah, blah, blah. They built the future. I'm not buying what you're selling either.
This could reek of history, though, and we'll explain that, too.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You know what it is. It is a draft day Browns Therapy Friday. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And they got an awful lot to drop down three spots. The question is, did you give up a guy who's a potential Hall of Famer? It's going to be fascinating to watch what this kid does in the NFL. I would have liked to have seen him here. It would have been fun to watch. But I expressed during the show, you know, early in the week, late last week, you're taking a real swing at a guy whose value seems to be in doing something that's never been done in the NFL before. Now, could he be the first guy to do it? Sure, he could. And if he's truly, you know, we're seeing comparisons. And well, he's Justin Jefferson on offense, and he's Champ Bailey on defense. Really? Let's see him pull that off. Because if he's just a wide receiver, and he's not Justin Jefferson caliber, well, then you probably drafted him too high. You know, if it ends up going that way. And if he's just a corner, you probably drafted him too high. I think he's going to have to actually do both to justify the trade and maybe even to justify the draft position.
Mm.
That said, man, what a great fuchsia jacket he had on last night.
Oh,
did he
look
borrow
at
that
you.
From
you,
Slider?
Oh, you are just so worried about
did
things
he get
like
it from
that.
Slider?
Sure.
Would have been great.
Probably.
Additional thing.
Want to let you know, Eric Edholm's going to join us at 11:20. Daryl Ryder will be with us for two segments today. We were going to do a big roundtable with him. That's a pretty big roundtable, if you ask me. 40 minutes of Ryder right here on Baskin and Phelps starting at noon. And then John Jansen, who's a color analyst for the Michigan Wolverines, can talk a little bit more about Mr. Graham. Again, when you take a look at the trade, I don't know. I just think there are three ways to look at it, right? Love it, hate it, or let's see. Can you think of another way to look at the trade?
There's only one way to look at it.
What is it?
Must see.
Well, no, I'm giving you three ways.
That's it.
So you're saying let's see.
Well, it has to be.
Okay, so I'm going to ask everyone that calls in today, love it, hate it, or let's see.
Okay.
Can I give them another option?
No, I don't. That pretty
it's
much
either love
does
it. So, do you want to be counted in this? Do you love it, hate it, or let's see?
There's no way to answer it other than let's see.
Okay, Jeff Phelps says let's see. Andy Baskin wants to say love it, but he's going to say let's see because he's smarter than say love it because you just don't know.
I got a text last night from a buddy who said, "Oh my God, we just traded Julio Jones again."
I saw something like that too. Maybe it was the same person. I don't know.
No,
maybe
it wasn't.
Okay,
and I thought, wow. And remember who they ended up with? Phil Taylor, defensive tackle. So you traded a Hall of Fame wide receiver and you ended up with Phil Taylor. That trade didn't work. Maybe this trade works. Because you did get, I mean, you dropped down three spots, Andy. I would have thought the price tag on dropping down three spots, just three spots.
Right.
Might just be your second round pick and maybe a fourth. Something like that. You got next year's number one. Which screams a lot of different things that we'll be talking about.
We are
forward.
Banking on Prince Charming having a very, very bad season next year, too, right?
And that you're talking about Trevor Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
Another buddy of mine called him Prince Valiant last night. I wasn't sure who he was talking about.
You know who that is, right? Spaceballs.
Well, I do now.
Now you do. You're good. Jim is in Cleveland. You can say what you want, but first answer the question. Love it, hate it, or let's see?
Because I'm smart, I hate it.
Okay, you hate it. Yeah, congratulations on your smartness.
Yeah. Self-anointed. Nice.
Yes.
You know, you could have had Hunter and you could have had Sanders. And you blew it. You blew it.
Well, no, you didn't blow it. You can have
Sanders. You can still have
tonight.
Yeah, but that's not both now, is it? You could have had both. Who's gonna be the quarterback for the Browns? Who's gonna throw the ball? Go ahead.
You tell me.
Exactly. Well, they're saying it's Kenny Pickett.
It's still to be determined.
I mean, look, if you end up with Arch Manning next year, are you okay with it?
Oh,
are you okay?
I
asked you a question. My question is,
if we end up with I don't know, Bart Starr.
I didn't say that, Jim. I asked you a question. If we end up with Arch Manning next year, would you be okay with that? That's the question.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to see.
I mean, you're assuming that Shedeur Sanders is going
to
be great. You're assuming that Hunter's going to be great too. You know that, right? You're assuming
that
they haven't played.
I've watched
these guys play too, and I've seen plenty of guys that are outstanding.
How did Hunter
get
the ball?
Can you turn him down for a second? Oh my God! I'm not going to sit here and scream back and forth. You talk, I talk. Otherwise, it's going to be a super long day. What'd you say?
No, not a word. I don't want to cut in.
Tom is in Cleveland. Hi, Tom. Love it, hate it, or let's see.
Let's see.
Okay. What do you got?
My thing is, isn't there some stipulation when any quarterback's taken in the first round, they get that automatic 50-year added on to them?
Anybody taken in the first round. Anybody. It's not automatic. It's just if you want
contracts
it.
Yeah. For first-round picks.
Yes.
Well, I look at it this way. You know, what the hell does it hurt to let Shedeur go down to number 33?
Exactly. Exactly, yeah.
And are you assuming they take him, Tom? Because I think that's a big assumption.
That's neither here nor there. They could say there's a couple other quarterbacks that they can take.
Or you could take none at all and play Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco.
Exactly. Have to wait and see, but I don't see what it hurts by letting him wait overnight. Let him rent a room with with the portal money.
All right, Tom. Thank you. 216-474-0092. I'm going to wait till the end of the call then to ask the question. Now, Jeff, don't let me forget.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That way we'll get. Well, this will be much. It is truly a Browns therapy Friday. Can you feel it, Jeff? Can you feel the love?
Yeah.
You don't like that. You don't like when I label things.
No, I don't. Well, not therapy.
No, it's totally therapy.
No, it isn't.
It's just totally therapy.
Could be really good. Could be really bad.
Can you stop assuming that therapy is bad?
I'm not assuming therapy is bad.
You said could be really good.
I just think we should analyze the draft.
We are. We're letting everyone else analyze it, too. It's their therapeutic measurement here in Northeast. It's a tradition that's been on for 13 years. We are here the day after anything big, like a game or the draft. And it is your opportunity to let everybody know, and it's our opportunity to sit there and try to figure out if you're a genius or you're an idiot. Todd in Ward 1. Hi, Todd.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Todd.
Jeff.
Todd.
So they did half of what I wanted them to do. I wanted them to get back to the fifth pick. I just didn't think Jacksonville was going to let them do it. However, it is beyond me as to how on earth they passed on James Pierce. You do know the Eagles picked up Pierce, right?
Well, they picked him up at the end of the round. No, they went to the Falcons.
The Falcons got him.
He went to the Falcons.
Nah, James Pierce is with the Philadelphia Eagles unless they traded him to the Falcons.
The Falcons picked him at 26.
I thought the Eagles picked him at 26.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's a Falcon.
Yeah, Falcons picked him at 26. Yeah.
Well, they recognized it. How is it that the Browns didn't recognize it? I know there's things that go on that they're just not going to tell us about.
There are all kinds of guys that are going to get taken, and everybody's going to think, oh, they should have got this guy.
Right.
You're only going to get a certain number of guys. And
I'm accepting of that.
Maybe Pierce ends up being terrific. If so, good for him.
Todd, love it, hate it, or let's see.
I'm also accepting.
Now, you got to answer a question. Love it, hate it, or let's see.
Let's see.
All right. Let's see is doing pretty good. I'm very optimistic.
Andy, the only thing that could have been the only thing that could have been less exciting than
is if they would have traded out of the first round.
Dropping down to 5 and taking a defensive tackle would have been trading down to 5 and taking an offensive lineman. Let's be fair about this. Oh, hey, you got a big dude who wrestled and can play in the middle of the defensive line. Now, he could be great.
Do we need help there? Yes. I can't really.
No, Andy, everything I've read about the kid, other than this, I keep hearing this. He's got short arms. Okay, great. other than having short arms, and his arms are in part of the draft analysis.
You mean he doesn't like the tip? Or
he's never reaching for the wallet.
No.
His arms are not good. Okay. Well, he was still one of the more highly rated players in this draft, and the Browns got him. And I love the idea of a dominant defensive line. Why? Teams with dominant defensive lines win Super Bowls. Take a look at this year. Mm. That's what happened. I get that. But it's not a real exciting pick. Now let's see what they do with that second round pick that they picked up from Jacksonville. And I'm expecting wide receiver, offensive lineman, running back coming up with these two picks high in the second round.
Tom is in Green Bay, home of the draft this year. Tom. Hi, Tom. How are you?
I got another option, whether you like it or hate it.
No, it's my game. It's love it, hate it, or let's see. Go ahead.
How about the Browns being the Browns?
Now, good answer, though. Love it, hate it, or let's see. Are you in Green Bay? Did you go last night?
No, it's a zoo. It's like the city wasn't built for 250,000 new people.
No.
The roads ain't. Everybody went food shopping on Monday, and they're staying away from the stadium for the most part because it's a zoo. But the good thing
I
got to
tell you, Green Bay looked great on TV last night. So
do you live in Green Bay, Tom,
well, good
or are you
thing
a
is
Clevelander?
People there don't know how to get around. You know, they don't know side streets. So side streets are good, but No, I'm on the east side, and so I have to cross the river to go to Lambeau. So
yeah, it feels like when you go there, there's like that one big, you land at the airport, and if you're trying to get downtown, there's one big street, right? Like there's a freeway there, and then there's another street, and then you go right by the skating.
You can run down Ashland or Oneida, and then hit Mason Street and get in downtown. And
Tom, you any good at Hammerschlagen? Are you any good at that game?
No. No.
It scares me. That game scares me. I think you get somebody who's had a few too many. Next thing you know, instead of using a hammer, they use someone's forehead to try to put the nail into the block. That scares me.
Well, it's just so you know, there's not a lot to do in Green Bay. It's a small town. So hunt, fish, get autographs, or drink. And I don't drink, so it's kind of a sad comment about Green Bay.
I'll move to Cleveland.
Come back home. Come home.
Okay, that's a good idea. I'm going to have to.
All right, so wait. You hate it, though. You hate it, though, right?
No, I'm going to wait and see.
Oh, you went to wait and see. I convinced you.
Yeah. The only thing is I worry about is, was there somebody else you could have taken instead? You know, like what about somebody else that you could have taken? I was thinking they were going to take a linebacker, but, hey, as long as they're happy with the decision and, it's like I tell everybody in Green Bay, Jerry Jones, Schneider from the Redskins, and the owner of the Cleveland Browns, they're all multimillionaires, and they drive these teams into the ground. They don't win Super Bowls.
There you go. Tom, thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Well, we're going to wait and see. I think so far, if you're looking for a score, 5-1. No one loves it, though, Jeff. So far, first segment, no one loves it.
Well, there's a lot to be determined here.
Early in the show for that.
It's, if you think Travis Hunter is going to be, I hate the words, the generational talent.
Then the unicorn, Jeff.
Then there's no way you're going to like
this.
He's
the unicorn. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Get it off your chest. Love it. Hate it. Let's see. What does this do for the defense? We'll talk about that next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
And, of course, that put the Browns in with all those big stories in the first round. Biggest story of the first round, actually, of the draft and trading down, selecting Mason Graham. Don't miss Daryl Ryder, Andy Baskin, latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. And they get into all of the latest talk around what the Browns will do on the second round as well and all kinds of goodies. And the quarterback situation, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett. Where do they go? Do they add somebody? Whatever. Subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland now at 92.3thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. They're sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
And we have a new one just dropped early this morning. So if you want to listen to it, I would suggest listening to it after the show.
Dropped.
That's who I am.
That's the 2:00. Best way to do it.
Plus, Daryl's going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about what's on there. Daryl will be with us at high noon. So we're going to do a little roundtable, the three of us. We're going to talk a little bit more about the draft. All right. So, Jeff, I mean, we've talked about what happened. We've talked a little bit about why it happened. What does this do for the defense?
If Mason Graham becomes the defensive tackle that they think that he becomes, think about this. Myles Garrett. Two young defensive tackles who are under contract, Michael Hall, Mason Graham, Malik Collins, veteran who you signed in free agency, comes in. You've got three really strong defensive tackles there. That's not all. And then you figure out the other defensive end side, which you might do still in the draft, and you have Isaiah McGuire there, you have Alex Wright, you have Oba Okoronkwo. You signed the guy from Tampa.
Yeah, there was talk yesterday that 00 was going to get traded.
Well, then maybe. So stay tuned. But you have guys that can play that other defensive end spot, and you have a lot of them. I think, personally, the Philadelphia Eagles' way of building a football team is the right way to build it, and that is make sure you're strong on both lines, and then you fill in around it. And I think that's exactly what they're trying to do. Where was Andrew Berry? He was here in Cleveland. Then he left for a year. Where did he go?
Philly.
Philadelphia. He worked with Howie Roseman and maybe picked that up. I don't mind Mason Graham. I think actually he's one of those guys that I would have brought in. However, you run the risk that Travis Hunter is absolutely the real deal. And you also could have taken Abdul Carter there. Let's not forget.
Oh, yeah.
You passed on Abdul Carter, But that kind of is the same philosophy as Mason Graham.
If he starts racking up sacks, well, I'll be playing Wheel of Regret for him. I'll be honest with you. But again, I'm going to tell you this, Browns fans, that if they would have taken him, which, I think he's an amazing football player. In fact, last night they were showing the Ohio State-Penn State game. It must have been on one of the ESPNs. We were at a restaurant last night, and I was watching. There were like 10 TVs, and I was like, oh, look at this. It's Penn State-Ohio State.
Yeah.
He can play. But standing next to Myles Garrett,
Myles is a freak.
He's gigantic, and it's just like you're like, wait a minute, this guy is like the best college football has to offer, and look at what we have. So I think there, you know, your eye test would have been like, well, what?
Also,
whoa, man, and that's nothing against him. That's just everything about Myles.
You could have taken Will Campbell, the tackle from LSU, as well, but you probably weren't going to take him at 2. You know, and then he wasn't on the board at 5. He went to the Patriots.
The other recurring theme last night is I kept wondering, what did they say to Myles Garrett, other than here's the cash? What did they say about Myles Garrett? Because I think there are fans saying, well, if they traded out of that, that means they're in a rebuild. I think the fact that they picked up the number one pick for next year means that they can try to win this year. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, they've got a safety net.
And what it tells me more than anything, and we talked about this leading up to this, they must have felt something like what I felt. They weren't completely sold on Travis Hunter. They also weren't completely sold on Abdul Carter.
Or maybe are they totally sold on getting another number one for next year?
If they
didn't feel like their quarterback was in this draft, and they think their quarterback is in next year's draft, now they have the ammo.
Who's they?
The Browns.
No, hold on. Who's they?
Andrew Berry, Paul DePodesta.
Do you think that they're going to be employed next year?
Paul DePodesta probably will. He has got nuclear capabilities.
See, here's the thing.
And Jimmy Haslam was sitting right next to these guys yesterday.
Jimmy has
taken the responsibility for where they are.
Offices all the time.
I get it.
And my only thought is, okay, they've put a plan in place, perhaps, to go get a quarterback next year. Perhaps. And I'll say perhaps. Who knows? You know, they could bring in Jalen Milroe and he could become Jalen Hurts. Okay, so, but I still think they have to win some games this year. The guys who pulled off this trade might not be the guys making the picks next year.
Well, then they handed the next guy something special.
Yeah, they did.
Jeremy is in Fort Worth. Hi, Jeremy. How far is that from Beaumont, Jeff? How far is
that?
About 4 hours.
Probably like it's about 3 to 4 hours.
Oh, that's not bad. It's closer than Cleveland City.
I've never been to Fort Worth.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's. I think it's the Cleveland of the South. Actually, I'm from Cleveland, and it's just it's exactly like Cleveland, but it's a southern town. So, Andy, are you from St. Louis, Missouri?
No. Why?
Man, because you sound like John Hamm, and he's from St. Louis, Missouri, and I can't get over how much you sound like John Hamm.
I got to tell you, could I just be John Hamm for a day and just clean out his checkbook and then come back to Cleveland? I'd be good for it.
Yeah, only if you share that with me.
I'm good with it, Jeremy. You can have half. It's all good. We're already divorced. I'll give you half. Good.
Love it. All right, I love it because it's a smart pick. You can't argue that Graham is a solid pick wherever he gets picked. So that's why I love it. I hate it because it's boring, to be honest with you. And let's see, because I think maybe if the Browns do something fun or they load up on offense with these next few picks, I think it's totally forgivable. We are still underwater from the Deshaun Watson debacle, and we just have to remind ourselves of that. And also, I think what they promised Myles Garrett, they promised him a defensive player and Joe Flacco. That's what I believe. The first pick is a defensive player, and they're going to bring Flacco back. That's my hot take on it. But I just think we're still underwater from the Deshaun Watson.
Okay, we agree with that. Okay, so you have to pick one: love it, hate it, or let's see. I gave you a love it because you said it right away.
Oh yeah, I'm going to say love it.
You love it. Okay, I'll see you on the next Mad Men rerun. See ya. Bye,
yes,
Jeremy.
Sir.
Peace. Let's go to Paul and Twinsburg. All right, time for this. Paul, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up? How are you?
Oh, man. It could have been a home run draft, but, I mean, I think that they could have had the best of both worlds. They could have got a game changer, and like, you know, Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter or somebody that could have gave us some type of excitement. I mean, we're always dealing with, you know, terrible. So, and then we could have got our quarterback later on, so we all could have felt it. We could have got Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders or Abdul Carter and Shedeur Sanders later.
Although, Paul, Everybody passed on Shedeur Sanders. What does that say about the kid?
Well, they did, but he's sliding to the round two. They're not going to pass on him in round two. I mean, somebody's going to pick him up.
I would think somebody takes him in round two. I would think you're correct. And I would think somebody takes him in the top 10 picks of round two.
Paul, love it, hate it, or let's see. So what's your final vote there?
I just hate it. I mean, here, you put a lot of pressure on Mason Graham to be Jalen Carter, because I heard, defensive tackle is smart. It's a smart pick, but everybody can't be that style up front. I mean, that's just going to be
there's less pressure there than there would be on a quarterback, a running back, or a wide receiver, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but he's going to be invisible on the field, though. I mean,
of course, which takes the pressure off. I'm like, we know that you're right. They're invisible. Those guys on the line are invisible. Like, we sit here, we talk about Joe Thomas as being one of the best players to ever play for the Browns. We do it because his peers have respected him that much. Thank you, Paul.
Let me throw this out, though. The thing about Mason Graham is, okay, are you expecting a dominant defensive lineman? I don't know. Everything I've read about the guy, they keep saying he didn't get to the quarterback very much at Michigan. Didn't get to the quarterback very much. That wasn't what he did. He clogged up the middle of the line, blah, 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 blah. All right, maybe that's a fit for the Browns. Maybe it was the scheme in Michigan, whatever. Aaron Donald, when he played for the Rams, was not invisible on the football field. And from the defensive tackle position, and not real big at defensive tackle, he sacked guys like crazy. And also played a little defensive end, but he was mainly a defensive tackle. He was a force on the field at defensive tackle. And I wonder if Mason Graham becomes that kind of player, or if he's just a, hey, I'm clogging up the middle of the line type of defensive tackle.
All right, a lot more to go. It's a Browns Therapy Friday. Let's be honest. We're talking about the draft. Love it, hate it, let's see. Everyone's got an opinion on this. Everybody absolutely has an opinion. Coming up in this next hour, though, we're going to check in with Eric Edholm from NFL.com. He's one of their draft analysts, so he'll join us at 11:20. But you are next. I see you. You're lined up. You want to talk about it? You want to let us know what it's all about? Well, we're here for you. 216-474-0092.